The leader of the Matrix program. That was really Keith Nuchterline and Michael Green. I was certainly fortunate to be involved, and I learned a ton watching them run that program. But the Matrix Initiative is what spawned Cam Carter and I starting the Centrix process. So that we were the leaders of, but it really came out of our experience in the Matrix, which the experience there was basically that, we've got all these really modern tools of cognitive neuroscience, and they're haven't gotten to the point where we can really start to incorporate them in clinical research in the way that we would like to. And when we were doing the Matrix process, pretty much everything that was available that had adequate evidence about psychometrics was more traditional neuropsychological measures and not much in this more kind of modern cognitive neuroscience domain, because people hadn't done this kinds of sort of psychometric and clinical optimization work to make them usable in like clinical trials and those sorts of things. And so I have this distinct memory of sitting, Ed Smith and I were on the RAND panel that was choosing measures. He and I were sitting next to each other, and we're like, there's nothing on here from sort of modern cognitive neuroscience, and why is that? And that kind of conversation spurred us to start saying, well, maybe it's because we really need an initiative to try to promote that kind of translation and to really get basic cognitive neuroscientists involved in wanting to optimize their measures for use in a clinical population. There's all these things that we've learned about how the brain operates and tasks that have been designed to measure these more specific and selective constructs. We wrote a conference grant, Cam Carter and I wrote a conference grant to bring together both basic cognitive neuroscientists and psychometricians and clinical scientists to start a process where we focused on schizophrenia, although the principles I think are not specific, but that was our particular interest at the time. And identifying like what are the core cognitive domains that we should be paying attention to, what are the constructs, what are good measures of those constructs, gathering evidence about. So we did like a series of three workshops where we brought in experts and we gathered a bunch of evidence and had them make ratings and make choices. So we sort of used the Matrix process but applied it to modern cognitive neuroscience tasks. David Van Essen was the lead PI of the original connectome, and then he and I are co-PIs on the developmental one. It's team science. That comes with its own challenges. I give David a lot of credit for his ability to sort of get a very diverse group of people moving in the same direction. I think it has been very informative to the development of my skills of doing that kind of thing, seeing how he has managed it. I mean, it took us a long time. We spent so much time combing through the literature and trying to, I mean, it's a very different approach to science. And I always talk about the connectome and to some extent the ABCD project, which is different but related, as labors of love, in the sense that there's definitely data that's being collected that's near and dear to my heart and will address questions that I'm interested in. But all of those projects are ones that are much broader than my own personal interests and were really designed and developed to try to be as broadly useful as possible to the field, even things that I don't have a particular interest in. And I think that's challenging because we as scientists tend to really focus on the things that we're really interested in and the things that we really care about. The Centrix process of consulting broadly was really helpful in developing both the HCP and the ABCD, because we did a lot of consulting broadly with people about what are the domains of interest, really trying to understand the broader landscape, even if it's domains that are not particularly close to my research interests, and trying to make sure that those projects included these very broad measures so that they could be very widely useful to lots of different people to answer different questions.